going to read tonight from 1 Kings and chapter 2. 1 Kings chapter 2. And we're going to read from verse 1. 1 Kings and chapter 2. And we'll start to read at verse 1. And you can read along or you can listen. 1 Kings chapter 2 and the verse number 1. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man, and keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. Amen. And we'll finish at the verse number 3. If we could stand together, please, and we will pray before we consider the Lord's word. Now let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks for all of thy great goodness and mercy toward us, for giving us this day when we can worship thee. We give thanks that this day reminds us of our Saviour's rising from the dead to live forever in the power of an endless life. We give thanks for the one who is seated even now at thy right hand, the one who intercedes for us and looks upon us from his throne. We pray in his name for all the help that we would need. We pray for the forgiveness of our sins, for cleansing through the Saviour's blood, for the infilling of thy Holy Spirit, that our minds might be directed to our Saviour, and that we might think of him and speak well of him. We pray that there would be a word for each heart, for each soul here, a word for each one who as yet knows thee not, and a word for each one of thy dear people, and that thy presence would be very real to each one of us. Accept of our thanks for all that has taken place. We give thanks for the children and for their efforts to serve thee and for their learning of thy word and for those who have taught them. And we pray that that word would be blessed to their hearts on this day and every day of their lives, and it would bring forth fruit unto life eternal. Be with us, we ask. Meet our need. We pray in our Saviour's name for his sake. Amen. Well, we heard this morning about Solomon becoming king, and there were those who did not want him to be king, and his older brother Adonijah tried to steal the throne, but it did not work out. And Solomon became king before his father David died. And so there were really two kings for a short time. King David was an old man and not well, but he was still king, and Solomon was also king. And before David died, he gave his son, King Solomon, some advice. And he spoke to him. We read it in 1 Kings chapter 2 and verse 2. He said, I go the way of all the earth. He says, I'm going to die. That's what happens to all of us. And he says to Solomon, be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. He says to Solomon, I'm not going to be here any longer, and you're going to have to be strong. And you're going to have to be brave and have courage and determination to serve the Lord and to do the work that the Lord wants you to do. And boys and girls, today, if you're saved and if you're going to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, it requires courage. You're going to have to be brave. You're going to have to be strong to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, because it is not easy to follow him and to do his will. David also told Solomon that he would have to keep the word of God. Verse 3, he says, and keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. He tells him that he must obey the word of God. He must do what God tells him to do in his word. And he tells them that if he obeys the word of God, then he will have success and he will have God's blessing upon him wherever he goes and whatever he does. And if you know the Lord today, if you're saved, then keeping the word of God is the most important thing in your life. This is the most important thing of all, that you know the word of God and that you believe the word of God and that you obey the word of God. That is the most important thing, and that is the thing that will give you success and the blessing of God in your life. This, boys and girls, is the most important thing of all, that you obey and keep the word of God all the days of your life. David told Solomon that. King David also told Solomon some other things. He warned him about certain evil people, wicked people who were in the kingdom, and they were quite important. And he says, they are not doing things that are good, and you're going to have to judge them for their sins. He also told him about other people who were his faithful friends, and they had served him well. And he says, when I am no longer here, you must be good to them and kind to them and look after them. And David did, in the end, die after a long life, and he went to heaven to see the Lord. And Solomon was strong in obeying the word of God and in keeping the word of God and in doing the will of God, and he did what his father had taught him to do. He judged those who were wicked, and he dealt with them, and he rewarded those who were good, and he was kind to them. And we're told in 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 46, at the very end of that verse, it says, "And the kingdom was established in the hand of Solomon." He was king, and he was strong as king. And boys and girls, there's an important lesson for us here. And it is that we, that you, should follow what your parents teach you in obeying the Lord and in keeping his word. You should do what your parents have taught you to do in living for the Lord and in loving him and in serving him. That's what Solomon did. He did what his father had taught him to do. And when he did that, he enjoyed the blessing of God. 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 3. 1 Kings 3 and verse 3, it says, "And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes," or walking in the commandments, "of David his father." He loved the Lord, and he did what his father had taught him to do. And boys and girls, you and me and all of us who have had parents who have taught us the things of God, we should follow their example and their teaching, not only when we're young, but when we get up to be older and become adults, we should still follow the things that our parents taught us about the Lord. And even when our parents are no longer here, when they've gone to glory, we should still obey what they've taught us regarding the things of God. Solomon did that, and when he did that, he was blessed. Now, we're told that King Solomon went to a particular place called Gibeon, and he went there to offer sacrifices to the Lord. And while he was there, we read in 1 Kings chapter 3, there was something amazing that happened to him. In verse 3 of 1 Kings chapter 3, we read that the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream. And God did those things in those days. The Bible was not completed, and so God would appear in ways like this. And he appeared to Solomon in a dream, and even though it was a dream, it was real. And 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 5 says, "In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, 'Ask what I shall give thee.'" What an amazing question. God himself asks Solomon, "What do you want me to give you?" And what an amazing thought that God would give to him whatever he asked for. And Solomon's answer teaches us many things. When he begins to answer in verse 6 of chapter 3, he begins by being thankful. He thanks the Lord for all that he did for his father David and how he blessed him and made him king. Then he thanks the Lord for what he's done for him in making him king. And that teaches us, boys and girls, when we come to ask God for things, and God has told us that we can ask, we should always be thankful for the things that he's given to us already. Solomon was thankful before he asked for anything. And then he was also humble. He was humble. He says that I'm now king. But in verse 7, he says, I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. Now, Solomon wasn't a little child. He was a young adult. He was a young man. But he says, I'm just like a little child. I don't know how to be king. I don't know how to judge this great people, so many people that they cannot be counted, and I am not able to do this work in my own strength. And he was humble. And then, having been humble and having been thankful, he then asks the Lord for what he wants, and he asks God to give to him wisdom. Verse 9, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad, for who is able to judge this thy so great a people? Solomon asks for wisdom to know the difference between good and bad. And you know, boys and girls, wisdom is knowing the difference between right and wrong. Wisdom is knowing the difference between good and bad. Wisdom is knowing what God wants us to do every day. And you need wisdom every day of your life to know what is good and what is bad, what is right and what is wrong, what God wants you to do. And only God can give you wisdom. Solomon asked God for wisdom. And that answer, it pleased the Lord. In verses 11 and 12, the Lord said, you didn't ask me to make you very, very rich. You didn't ask me to destroy all of your enemies. You didn't ask me to give you long, long life. And so you've asked for something that is good, and I will give it to you. He says in verse 12, behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. The Lord says to Solomon, I have made you wise, so that you will be greater than anyone else before or after you in your wisdom. I have given you a heart to understand and to know what is good and what is evil. And the Lord also said, I will give you the things that you didn't ask for. I'll give you riches. You'll be greater than all of the other kings of the earth. And if you follow my word, I will give you long life. And Solomon awoke, and it was a dream, and yet it was real, because the Lord was speaking to him, and the Lord was working in his heart. And he returned to Jerusalem, and he worshipped the Lord. And very soon, not too long, the people began to see the wisdom that God had given to Solomon. There were two ladies who came to see him one day, and they had a great argument, a very bitter argument. And one of them started to tell the story in front of the king, and she said, I and this other lady, we both live in the same house, and I give birth to a baby boy in the house. And 3 days later, the other lady, she gave birth to a baby boy as well. And we were the only people living in the house, the two ladies and the two babies. There was no one else. And she said, during the night, the other lady's baby died. And then she got up at midnight, and she came to where I was, and she took the living baby, that was mine, and she left me the dead baby. And I woke up in the morning, and the baby beside me was dead. But then when I looked at it, I realized it wasn't my child that had died. It was the other lady's child. And having told that story, the other lady said, oh, no, that's not true. The living baby is my baby, and the dead baby is her baby. And of course, there was no one else in the house to know the truth of the matter. And King Solomon said, well, one of you says the living baby is mine and the dead baby is hers, and the other says the living baby is mine and the dead baby is hers. You can imagine everyone looking to see, what is the king going to do? Well, the king said, bring me a sword. So they brought the king the sword, and I'm sure people wondered, what's he going to do with the sword? And he said, cut the baby in half. Give half to one lady and half to the other. And of course, the lady who was really the mother of the baby, she said, oh, no, don't do that. Don't harm the baby. Just give it to the other lady. I don't mind, but don't harm the baby. And the other lady said, oh, no, just cut it in half. Neither of us will have a baby. And Solomon said, no, don't do the baby any harm. Give it to the lady who said, don't kill it. Don't cut it in half, because she really is the mother. Give it to her. And you know, everyone was very afraid at that, because they saw that the Lord had given to Solomon wisdom, and he was able to judge between right and wrong. And you know, Solomon's great wisdom reminds us about the wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has far greater wisdom than Solomon. And just as Solomon was able to search out what was really in the hearts of those ladies, so the Lord Jesus knows what is in your heart and mind today. He knows what you're really thinking. He knows what you really love. He knows how you really live. He knows all about your sin. And he is the final judge. His judgment is right. He is the one who decides who goes to heaven. He is the one who decides who goes to hell. And you will not fool him. You will not hide your sin from him. That is why you must tell him the truth. You must confess your sin to him. You must seek his mercy and forgiveness for your sin. You must turn from your sin and repent of it and trust him for mercy and forgiveness. You will never hide your sin from him. He will search it out. One day he will judge you for it if you're not forgiven. We read in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. He knows the truth. We must confess our sin to him. We're told in 1 Kings chapter 4 and verse 29 more about Solomon's wisdom. 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 29, and God gives Solomon wisdom and understanding, exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. God gave to Solomon great wisdom, and his mind was great. He was able to understand very many things. But it also tells us that God gave to him largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. You know, the sand on the beach, you cannot measure it, you cannot count it all. And he said, Solomon had a great heart, like all of the sand on the seashore. It teaches us that Solomon was wise, but he used his wisdom to teach people and to guide people in the right path and to help people and to do what was right for people and to be kind to people. Solomon had a great heart for the people that he ruled over. And this again reminds us of the wisdom of God. God is all wise, and he has a great heart of love for sinners like you and me. And he planned a way for us to be saved from our sins and to be saved from going down into hell. The Lord Jesus Christ, who is God, he lived on this earth. He is all wisdom, and he has a great heart for sinners. He went all the way to the cross. He laid down his life. He shed his blood. He died that sinners like you and me could live. And he rose again the third day. And he is alive today. And he has all wisdom. And he has a great heart of love for sinners lost like you and ready to perish in hell forever. He has a great heart of love to save. If you will come to him and ask for his mercy, and he will save your soul and he will forgive your sin. He's not only wise, but he's also love. And he's a great heart to save all who come to him. 1 Kings chapter 4, verses 30 and 31 tell us that Solomon was wiser than all the men of his time. It names other men. He was wiser than them. He was famous in all the nations round about. Verse 32 tells us that he spoke 3,000 proverbs, wise sayings. And we have in the book of Proverbs those proverbs that were inspired and put into scripture. We are also told that he composed 1,005 songs. And then verse 33 tells us that he spoke about trees and he spoke about animals and birds and insects and fish. His wisdom extended to all parts of life, and people traveled from all over the world to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And one of those who came was the Queen of Sheba. We read about her in 1 Kings chapter 10. And she came a long journey, probably from Africa, a long journey to visit Solomon in Jerusalem. And she came to ask him hard questions. 1 Kings 10, verse 1. And when the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. You know how it is when you're in school and you get asked a hard question. Well, she came to Solomon with the hardest questions that she could find. And he was able to answer them all. Verse 3 says, and Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. He was able to answer all the hard questions. And we're told that when she saw the king, and when she saw his palace, and when she saw his servants and how happy they were to serve him, when she saw the temple of the Lord that he had built, and when she saw the king going up into the temple to worship the Lord, she was amazed. Verse 5 tells us that there was no more spirit left in her. It took her breath away when she saw the king and she heard his wisdom and she saw his glory. She couldn't believe it. It took her breath away. And she said, it was true what I was told way off in my own country, all about you and your wisdom and your glory. But they didn't tell me half of it until I came and I saw you and I saw all that the Lord has done for you. And all of your glory and all of your wisdom. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he was preaching, he spoke about the Queen of Sheba. And he said that she traveled a long way to hear the wisdom of Solomon. But people would not listen to him. And he is greater than Solomon. We read in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 42, the words of the Lord Jesus, Matthew 12, 42. And the Queen of the South shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The Lord Jesus Christ is a far, far greater than Solomon, far greater in his wisdom. And he is able to answer all of the hard questions. You know, boys and girls, there are many hard questions today. There are many hard questions in life, and you will come across them. But there's only one who can answer your hard questions, and that is the Lord. And you must take your hard questions to him. The question of your soul, the question of where you will be in eternity, the question of the forgiveness of your sin, all of those questions you must take to him. Every question about life, and every question about God, and every question about eternity, you must take all of the hard questions to him, because only he can answer the hard questions. And you must obey what he tells you. You must obey what he tells you in his word about how to be saved and how to have eternal life. You must repent of sin and believe in him. And you must obey what he tells you about how to live for him, how to serve him, and how to love him, and how to worship him. Queen of Sheba, she traveled that long journey all the way to see King Solomon. And then when she saw him, she was amazed. And when she heard his wisdom, it took her breath away. It reminds us, boys and girls, that one day we are going to be in glory. And one day we will see the King. And what an amazing day that is. That is where we're going if we're saved. Queen of Sheba came on a long journey. You can imagine her day after day, week after week. Every day that she would get up on that journey, she would think, I'm getting closer to seeing the king, and perhaps today I will see him. And then one day she reached the end of the journey, and she was at the city of Jerusalem, and she saw the king in all of his glory. And our life, if we are saved, is one great long journey to go to see the king. One day when this life is over, we will be in heaven, and we will see him in all of his beauty and in all of his glory. We're told about that in the book of Isaiah, chapter 33 and verse 17. It says, thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. And boys and girls, just as when the Queen of Sheba saw Solomon and heard his glory, it took her breath away and she said, I haven't been told the half of your greatness and glory. One day when we enter heaven and we see the king face to face, the one who loved us and gave himself for us. One day when we hear the angels praise him, and when we are in the Father's house, we will say that the half was never told us of all of his greatness and all of his glory. And we are living for that day. And boys and girls, that's how we must live. That every day we get up, we think, I am a day nearer to the day when I will see the King. And how that changes how we will live. Because we will think, day by day, what am I doing for him? Day by day, how am I learning his word? Day by day, how am I obeying him? Day by day, how am I loving him? Because one of these days I'm going to see him. When the long journey is over. And yes, it may be hard. And yes, it may be difficult to serve him and live for him in this wicked world. But one day we will see him and it will all be worth it then. And may we keep that before us, boys and girls. We are going one day to see the King. And how we must be ready for that day. If you're not saved, you're not ready for that day. And how terrible will he appear when he is your judge and you've rejected him and you're not saved and you're not ready to meet him. And he will say, depart from me, I never knew you. You go out into outer darkness in hell forever. How sad that will be. How you need to be ready to meet him. And how he's willing to receive you today when you trust him, give your heart to him, confess your sin to him. And then when you are saved, remember that you're going to see him. One of these days it will happen. When we see the King in his beauty, ah, what joy and what peace we will enjoy on that day. And until that day, every day we are living for him. Every day we remember, I am going to see the King. Because of that we will live for him. And we will serve him every day of our lives. Amen. We trust the Lord will bless his word to our hearts. Let us seek the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks for thy great goodness toward us in all things. We give thanks for our Saviour, the one who loved us even unto death. We give thanks for his blood freely shed for our forgiveness. And we pray that it would please thee to be merciful to each one here. We pray that there would not be any outside of Christ and without a Saviour and rejecting him. We pray that each one would know him, whom to know is life eternal. Be merciful to the lost, we pray. Be merciful to the children here. We pray that each one would be saved. And that not one would be lost. We pray that thy good hand would be upon us as we leave this place, that thou wouldst help us throughout all of this week to live for thy glory. May thy blessing rest upon thy people. We pray in our Saviour's name and for his sake. Amen.